halfway through the 7 o'clock hour, a Monday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show, and welcome to the program. We've been talking about it since the top of the program of hospitality night, and it was an outstanding evening. You know, families, neighbors, we had visitors and choirs and jazz bands, even an American Idol finalist performing with school bands. For God's sakes, we had Santa there. All of them looking to share in that special charm that is the very single reason why we love our community. And that's that when it's time to come together as a community, we do. We should have and could have had a perfect night of community unity, but instead we were the target of divisive right-wing propaganda promulgated by a fraudulent nonprofit. And the first person that I'd found that expressed that disgust over the weekend and expressed it best was Barbara McMurray. We have Barbara McMurray on the phone with us now. Good morning, Barbara. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ed. I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So it's a great night. We're all having a good time. We're enjoying the festivities and the neighbors and being out and being part of it together. Tell me what happened when you walked across this fraudulent charity. It was masquerading as a pet rescue charity.
Yeah, that was a weird one. I had heard from a friend of mine who was pretty upset about it. And she took pictures and she showed me. I'm like, no way. No, that wouldn't be at our cute little community event where, you know, children's eyes are glowing and they're meeting Santa. But sure enough, in front of the Candy Baron, right, where all the kids are, and, you know, a stone's throw from Santa, there's this weirdo stand of all this stuff that I could not believe my eyes. Right. You know, there was a lot of hashtag FJB, and I thought, well, what does that mean? And I thought, oh, wait, no, I know what that means. And you know, just stuff that was completely inappropriate to the occasion. This booth was the skunk at our picnic.
Right.
And I don't care if it was right wing or left wing. Like, no, you know, it was so wildly inappropriate that people were noticing as they walked by, right, that this was, you know, one of these things is not like the others. And it was right, these strange people from Los Angeles, right, an 818 area code, saying that they were rescuing puppies and, you know, saying that the election wasn't valid.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so bizarre.
They were the turd in the swimming pool. They really were.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you could say turd. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's one of the few words we can say.
That's a good description, too. It was just not appropriate. Right. It was wildly inappropriate.
One of the T-shirts they were selling was of the skull with the scales of justice on it, and that was... That was a shirt celebrating the insurrection, celebrating January 6th.
There was a bumper sticker that said, I'm pro-pipeline. And the city just, you know, recently co-sponsored an event where we were saying we do not want a pipeline. It just, right, you know, it didn't fit. And as I stood there and watched people file past and, you know, it registered what they were looking at, their eyes widened and they shook their heads and they were like, what the heck is that? Right. That is strange. And it was beyond the beyond.
So I just read the letter from Sandy to the Laguna Beach community, Sandy Morales at the Chamber of Commerce, and you heard the apology. Are there still unanswered questions for you after having read that letter?
Yeah, there's a lot of unanswered questions. There's some things that just don't add up here.
Okay.
One of them is, who brought these people in? I think everybody wants to know. Like, apparently it was an ambassador, a chamber ambassador. What's a chamber ambassador? Who was it?
Okay.
I mean, who suggested this group? And then Sandy, you know, as soon as I sent my email, I must have gotten back to Sandy right away. And I feel for her because I'm a professional too. And I've done a million events. And okay, here's one of the main things. If it's your first event, it's her first hospitality night, right? It's a huge event. It's the signature event for the chamber. Why wouldn't you have eyeballs on every single street? Why wouldn't you have your ambassadors or whomever going up and down the street, making sure everything is going smoothly, making sure there's no problems, making sure everybody's happy? And, you know, have, if not a walkie-talkie, have your cell phone on constantly to make sure that anything amiss gets addressed immediately. Okay. I mean, that's just the nature of running an event.
Okay. And to address that, and I thank you so much for answering the call this morning. We have from the Chamber of Commerce, we have Sandy Morales on with us. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Ed.
How are you today?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay. Well, I certainly appreciate you coming on the program and talking about this. What happened?
So, my event manager received an email Friday, sometime Friday. And she's actually a part-timer and she has a full-time job. So she, you know, still did respond. And this was from this nonprofit and from this gal, Randy Berger. And it kind of went on throughout the day, but the first email was, in fact, what she said was, I live in Laguna about half the time. I'm friends with many of the business owners and have an all-volunteer nonprofit dog rescue charity that she started in the 80s that focuses on holistic healing and rehabilitation for abused, sick, and senior animals. And so, and said, you know, she wants to know if there's any space. She wants to join the chamber, that she was friends with many of the business owners on Forest, and that all her volunteers would be Laguna locals, and that she would be handing out flyers for Naked Dog Bistro, which is a Laguna business, and that she was going to bring a service dog and hand out materials for her pet rescue.
So she clearly...
And so that's how it was...
I'm sorry, go ahead. She clearly misled you in the opening.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And it seemed just completely innocent. Of course, it's a pet rescue. And everything she said, I mean, obviously, I don't know that it was true. The part about the ambassador, I'm still researching, but in a subsequent email, she said that she dropped her name. And I'm just wondering how well she knows her. So I still have to contact and talk to that person before, you know, that could also just be something very random as well.
Right.
So again, during the day, we had one person fall out that was going to be a vendor, a clothing boutique. And so I knew there was space and it seemed innocent enough. We don't charge for these spaces. All we do is give them a footprint. They bring everything themselves. And how it was explained to me that this event was other than checking in the vendors, which we did, and them setting up and showing them where they should be. And among other things, of course, getting the ABC license, booking the band, working with the lighting company and the staging company, A to Z.
In retrospect, should you have gone online and checked her out?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, had there been, you know, staff and time to do that, and looking back, of course, there's a lot of things. This, again, I was, you know, listening to the prior comments, being a first event. It just, you know, we went and met with them and they were set up. And then my event manager went and met with them later on and there was nothing amiss at all. I had my cell phone on me. So I was at the chamber office after that. We had an open house. And so, yes, busy putting that together, getting the office together, making chili, making cookies. There was a lot going on for one person. And so once we closed the office down at 8, my event manager proceeded to go home and I proceeded to go to the back alley, not even down Forest, and went to the stage area. So I couldn't even see anything at that point. It was a sea of people. In fact, I have a video and all you can see is people. So I was a little surprised that I didn't get a text or a phone call about what was going on. And I wish I had, because I would have acted on it and shut them down, obviously. Right. I didn't get notified until the next day receiving an email. And I talked to other people as well, including a city council member that was just a little ways down from where they were, and they didn't notice anything either. So I definitely wish things would have been different. And it was a painful learning experience. That already systems will be put in place in the future. My ambassadors that night are there. They're not, they're volunteering. I mean, I would have loved that in a perfect world. I'd love to have them working the event. I would have loved to have staff, but I didn't have anybody. So that's another learning point of this event is obviously we need to put in some new systems. Okay.
And you over the weekend immediately, once you heard about it, you immediately released a letter. And in your letter, you said that to help prevent an incident like this from happening in the future, one of the steps you plan on taking is that you will remind your vendors of your non-political, of our non-political propaganda policies. And I want to really clarify that. Remind or just strictly prohibit?
Well, prohibit. Absolutely prohibit. Because the Chamber is a nonpartisan organization. We don't have a PAC. We don't support any people that are running for any offices. We basically support business. And I was in one of my conversations this weekend, I was noting that as a board, we don't discuss politics. I don't know anyone's political affiliation. No one asked me mine. It's just not discussed. Right. And doing events in Anaheim for 10 years, people would try to come to events and put out material, and we completely denied them. And so it was just my naivety with this nonprofit. They didn't come, forth saying what they were going to be putting out. And that was definitely too trusting on my part, and not really thinking about, and not having time really. During the day, I was just trying to be nice and, they're helping animals. It just seemed like a good thing. Right. And it turned out to be a really bad thing.
All right. You were duped. You were duped. Barbara, do you have any questions for Sandy?
I just wonder where the ambassadors were the night of, or who, I understand that there's only one person in that position. And I really feel for Sandy. This is a tough spot right, she's in.
Right, right.
But, I just wonder, why weren't there, some chamber deputized people checking out everything that was going on the street? Why wasn't this a more organized sort of event where anything that did go awry could be immediately reported? Why wasn't there, a chain of command?
That's a great question. And all I can say or to answer that is I need to own that and understand that this event needed those systems in place. My ambassadors aren't there volunteering to work the event, and really it was never portrayed to me that that's how this event flowed. It was portrayed that it kind of runs itself, and the things that we put into place, we put into place. And obviously that's not the case. And I'm not blaming anyone, because again, I need to own it. I need to look at the big picture, and I need to put the systems in place moving forward in the future.
Okay. And I think that you have owned it. And over the weekend, with the sending of your letter and your conversation with us today, and the fact that you have zero problem calling in and talking about this on the show this morning, shows that you do own it. And we do appreciate that, Sandy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we will of course, be in touch and let us know what we can do. And Barbara, thank you so much for being on with us this morning.
Oh, sure thing. I hope that we can get the spirit of this sweet little community event back. It's family oriented. It's apolitical. And, I think, unfortunately, giving this much oxygen kind of makes it worse in a way, but it also, I hope, ensures that it'll never happen again.
Right. And I think my question is, do you think the eventual answer is no vendors at all? There was once a time when this had zero vendors.
That's not a bad idea. and also I would say the internet is our friend. We can vet things in less than a minute on the internet. Right. And I mean, I looked at this group and I was like, holy cow, these are really some odd, weird people that don't belong at a community event. Maybe if they're having a rally for the former president or something, that would be appropriate. But this was not that place for that at all. Not at all. Not by a long shot. Saying that the election was stolen, selling red hats that say make votes count again, and a whole wall of patches and stickers and things that didn't look like they were put out last minute. I'm sorry. I wish I could believe that, but it just seems so specious.
Well, I can assure you that I never saw one item at 5 o'clock when they were finished setting up. And that from that point, again, we went to the chamber office to open up our office for an open house. And so I was blown away when I found out, and as upset as everybody else, honestly.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened to you, and it's something that I'm sure now that a big stink has been made about it, it won't happen again. And I don't, you know, Ed, that's actually a really good idea to skip the vendors entirely.
You know, I'm full of good ideas.
Only allow local vendors, only allow local nonprofits, not somebody with an 818 area code.
Right. Well, something to consider for next year. And Sandy, thank you so much for your time this morning. Barbara, thank you so much for calling in. And it's bigger than all three of us. This is about the community. It's about an event. It's about a feeling that vibe that we want to feel each and every holiday for hospitality night.
And COVID is real. Biden won the election. And I'm just saying that because those are facts. And, you know, to have somebody there pushing back against that goes against everything that the city has been working for, trying to overcome COVID. That was false information that was being spread. And it's really unfortunate. I mean, stickers that said, you know, COVIDiot. Anyway, I know you want to leave this at that, but it just, you know, it really left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. And, I know we all want to move past this, but it should be noted that this is a community event. It's for kids. It's for families. You go get your picture taken with Santa and your dog. And, you know, we can move past this if we make note of it in a intelligent way and set some ground rules that will not be broken from now on.
Well put. Barbara McMurray, thank you. Sandy Morales, Chamber of Commerce, thank you so much for calling in. And thank you so much for talking to us this morning, both of you.
Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you. 7:47 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed show.